Jerry Bader Show, 949. It continues to be very, very cold in Wisconsin right now. When we took to the air, it was about 15 below. Don't know what it is right now, but I'm sure it's still in that range. Schools pretty much all around Wisconsin are closed. The big story, though, is the propane shortage. 250,000 propane customers in Wisconsin. And supplies are dangerously low. Prices are historically high. One has everything to do with the other. Pipeline disruption, heavier than usual use of propane for corn and grain drying, and the bitter, bitter cold that has just enveloped Wisconsin for the month of January. This has got to be one of the coldest Januaries in a long, long, long time. Governor Walker is being accused by some of flip-flopping. Let me just read some of the story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because yesterday he pledged millions of dollars to ease the propane shortage, whereas recently as Friday, he seemed to be almost 180 degrees from that. At least that's the way it's being reported. Just days after rejecting calls for using public money to address a critical propane shortage, Governor Scott Walker on Monday announced millions of dollars in assistance in short-term loans to help consumers and distributors in Wisconsin address the problem. To help consumers, the governor made $1.5 million available Friday and $7 million more yesterday through a program to help needy families covering their heating bills. It's a total of $8.5 million. Also yesterday, Walker announced $8 million in temporary lines of credit to propane distributors and their lenders to ensure that they will have the cash available up front to buy their own propane supplies. Walker made the announcement after meeting Monday with industry officials and members of his own cabinet on how to respond to dangerously low supplies of propane as Arctic air and winds bring bitter cold to the state. Our goal with these actions is to make sure if we have propane anywhere in or near the state of Wisconsin, we want to get it to where it's needed, and that's in the tanks of end users all across the state, Walker said. On at least two occasions last week, Walker said there would be nothing to gain from using a newly announced $1 billion state surplus or other public funds to address the propane shortage. This is not a spending issue. Somebody the other day suggested that maybe more money go into it. It's not a question of state or federal funds, Walker told reporters Friday in Milwaukee. It's an access issue, and we're going to try to be creative in our meeting on Monday. That message contrasted sharply with Monday's announcement, which won praise from a lot of liberals. And I, by the way, agree it is the right thing to do. Now, as for why this sounds contradictory, Walker spokesman Tom Evenson addressed the discrepancy in the governor's statement by saying that last week Walker was talking about the shortage of fuel in the context of supply and demand. And I agree. I don't think this is fudging on Scott Walker's part. He seemed to be talking about that the state of Wisconsin wasn't going to spend billions of dollars to artificially manipulate the propane market. That is what it sounds like. Not that they wouldn't come up with this type of aid to assist people who need it. Now, there are some who may call Scott Walker a hypocrite. We'll see. You see, when push comes to shove, why doesn't my tongue want to say the H sound today? That's like the fourth time. When push comes to shove, and it's going to hurt his reelection prospects, then he'll spend the money. That is not what this is about. And this is the mischaracterization that liberals put on conservatives. When people really need help beyond their own fault or their own capability to help themselves, conservatives do not have a problem with helping those people. The problem is, over the years, when you talk about the welfare state, which you can't compare to this, when you talk about the welfare state, it has grown artificially because liberals want to help everybody, and that safety net really did turn into a hammock. Scott Walker's not talking about paying people's heating bills forever. This is the citizens of Wisconsin who use propane to heat their homes and businesses need a safety net right now. The price has gone through the roof. It's typically, it's said that a buck and a half some a gallon. Some people are paying $7 a gallon. Imagine if gasoline went from a buck and a half to $7 a gallon just like that. Society would be crippled. It would. I mean, there would be low-income people who couldn't get to work. Now, I don't know what government would do about that, except somehow try. I don't know. I think what he's done here is the right thing to do, both in helping consumers and trying to help those who provide the product. Trying to do what you can, as he said, if there's propane in any reasonable distance of Wisconsin, to get it to the people in Wisconsin who need it. Now, one of the things we haven't discussed on this show is the bigger energy picture and how liberal policies have led, and I'm not talking specifically about the propane. There are a number of issues that have led to this. It's just a perfect disastrous storm. But Tom Tiffany wrote a piece, state senator, recently wrote a piece that said, look, this shortage, though, is a time to revisit all of our energy policy and how all of energy in Wisconsin has gotten a lot more expensive due to liberal policies. And this is an important thing to remember. As liberals say, yeah, Scott Walker should help people. Well, yeah, okay. But how much has energy costs risen in general? Price of gas, price of electricity, and on and on and on, due to liberal policies, not wanting to build pipelines. He points, and I've talked about this for weeks, Tom Tiffany pointed to the North Dakota crude explosion. We need more pipelines. We need to move more fuel of all varieties through pipelines. That means it's not just Keystone, that's a biggie, but we need to build pipelines. The environmentalists don't want to. The environmentalists don't want refineries built. So as liberals whine about propane, and look, this is a serious, serious problem. They have no problem making other forms of energy much more expensive for Wisconsinites. So they sit there and, well, we have to help these poor people who are freezing. And yes, we should. I am talking, though, about the rank hypocrisy of liberals who have made energy expensive for everybody in Wisconsin. Most other forms of energy. And it's their end goal. That's their end game, to make fossil fuels so expensive as to be cost prohibitive and force people to other forms of energy that are not yet viable in powering our grid. So, yes, I applaud Scott Walker for taking these relief measures to help people in Wisconsin who are suffering because of this. And you've seen it all on TV. People have their house down to 40 degrees, 50 degrees, because they don't know when the next fill of their tank is coming. The reality is all sources of energy in Wisconsin are under that type of threat from liberal policy. We had a propane tank growing up, lived on a farm. Yeah, exactly. Emailer has this exactly right. Walker is stepping up to deal with the extremity of the weather conditions. I think it's the extreme weather conditions, to assist folks who need the safety net. The right thing to do. More importantly, he has built the budget to have the resources to do this. Nice luxury to have cash to do this when the citizen really needs for it to happen. An outstanding point. Absolutely outstanding. And I haven't taken calls on this at all. I know some people think that there's gouging going on. Prices are going to spike in this type of environment. Suppose we could take calls on that. Either that or we get to other things in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.